Hi, this is a dictation for Sonia Carter, S-O-N-I-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth is 1/16/1978. Date of service is 10/11/2022. Date of accident is 5/13/2022. The patient reported that she was involved in an automobile accident as a resident driver, where she hit another car in T-bone fashion on the driver's side, and the other car did not stop. And as a result, the car hit the curb and hit into a steel railing. Car was not terribly damaged. It was not totaled. However, the front door was damaged. The impact of this accident caused her pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of, in the lower back it was 7 and neck was 2 or 3. Some pain in the right upper arm and left upper thigh was also present. No major radiation or pain was reported. Along with this, patient suffered from some issues of headaches without any symptom of TBI. On physical examination, sacroiliac joint was found to be tender with positive finding of sacroiliac joint involvement. The patient is, however, stable. She is undergoing physical therapy and she is here for a evaluation. An MRI was obtained that was ordered by Dr. Bradley Hyman, AYMEN, which showed no disc herniation anywhere in the lumbar spine. No other MRI has been obtained. Actually, there are two MRIs. On 7/6/2020, there was an MRI done before this accident, and that shows bulging disc at L4, L5, and L5S1. However, the current MRI, which is dated 6/28/2022, after this current accident, shows completely normal MRI. So, the patient is undergoing treatment, and today she reported her pain in the neck is 10 and lower back is 10, and the right shoulder is normal, but the left shoulder is also quite painful to the tune of 7. There is some radiation of pain to the left upper arm and right front of the thigh. Pain level varies from 6 to 8, and there is ADLs are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports 50% pain relief, and the rest in the ADLs are affected 8 on in a work and 7 on walking ability, and further general activity, mood, and enjoyment of life were affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient has some headaches along with difficulty sleeping and lack of concentration. However, there is no symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, blackout, fainting, vision disturbance, balance problem, memory problem, or any confusion, disorientation, none of them. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness of the neck and lower back, along with pain in the neck and the lower back and the shoulder area, left shoulder mainly. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, patient does not report any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reported there are no changes in the pain level. And there is no significant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, Victorin. Substance abuse, non-compliance, is full compliance to the pain medication regimen is reported. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 136/78, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 9/15/2022, dictation number 0918-045. Along with diagnosis, plan is to as follows. The plan is to continue all the medications, which are naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, L-level 50 mg at night for sleep, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for 90 tablets for muscle relaxation, Voltaren gel 3% 200 gram for topical pain relief. Tramadol 50 mg at night was provided for pain relief also on a PRN basis. Physical therapy will continue at 2 times per week, and with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program. The patient has been found disabled for work, hospital placement, and transportation. She's also continuing. She was referred to a chiropractor of her choice to continue the chiropractic treatment, acupunctures also. And since her recent MRI for lumbar spine is completely normal, no treatment is required for that area. If the pains continue in the sacroiliac joint, an injection to the sacroiliac joint can also be performed. And that will be evaluated if patient keep complaining of the pain. At this time, there is no other treatment needed other than physical therapy, chiropractic, laser treatment, infrared therapy that patient is continuing. All the DMEs have been provided to the patient and she's otherwise stable. Thank you.